Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. In a recent poll, most Americans say Islam is a problem in our world today, but the United States should ignore the problem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A Rasmussen poll reveals that Americans believe Islam is in a global conflict with the West, but most think that the United States should ignore the Islamic world, even in light of the decade-long war on Islamic terrorism that the United States has been waging. Americans are split on whether Muslims see the United States as an enemy, as revealed by the National Telephone Survey taken by the Rasmussen Polling Organization. 63% of those polled see a conflict between their civilization and Islam, but the majority, nevertheless, want to take an isolationist view of Islam and believe the United States should just leave the Muslim world alone. And that's news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The majority of Americans see Islam as a problem in our world, but they want to stick their heads in the sand and leave the Islamic problem alone, which is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. It is a dangerous situation to recognize a major problem and then ignore it altogether. That is actually what the majority of Americans are doing, as they know that Islam is a problem in our world today, and they choose to ignore the problem. A recent Rasmussen poll of Americans reveals that 63% of the people in the United States believe that Islam is a problem in our world and that Islam is in a major conflict with the nations in the West. And yet, Americans want to simply ignore the problem. Bible prophecy tells us that we cannot ignore this problem. The prophet Daniel wrote of Syria and Egypt being joined by a coalition of nations to move forward to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel gave additional names that will join this coalition. Nations like Russia, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. Saudi Arabia and Lebanon are also added to this list by the psalmist in Psalm 83. The lowest common denominator with all of these nations, with the exception of Russia, is that they are Islamic nations. Islamic nations and their religion will indeed play a major role in the last days. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...